If you live in or have visited Sitka, you know the sound. Each weekday at around noon, electronic bells echo for miles in every direction, letting locals know that it's lunchtime. It's the city's tsunami siren, proudly playing a local cover of the Westminster Chimes, made famous by the Big Ben clock tower above Parliament in London. But why? This is Sitka's fire chief, Dave Miller.
In the old days, at noon every day, every workday, we pushed a button here at the fire hall, sort of a lunch warning or something. I don't know what it was. Then for a long period of time, we didn't have that. So when we put these new sirens in, we decided to give it a try and see what people thought.
Sitkin reactions were mixed. According to Miller, some people loved it while others hated it. But there was, and still is, mass confusion as to why chimes play instead of the real siren. It turns out, the chief doesn't want people to become desensitized to the sound.
We're only going to set the siren off if it's truly a disaster. We don't have to test them. We don't have to do anything. They can self-test. So the only time you're going to hear the siren is if it's really something happening.
In fact, the sirens are silently tested 4 times a day, checking everything up to the amplifiers and speakers. So the fire department had to choose a unique sound to complete the test. Enter the Westminster Chimes.
There were only certain songs that we could put on air. They're already pre-recorded things that the company did. You know, we thought maybe we could put some Led Zeppelin or some, you know, other stuff, but no, this is one of the ones that they had.
The chimes are not a random musical choice. There's a reason that they're included with the software. The chimes have an international meaning of all is clear. Many big cities like London and Sydney have played chimes to reassure their citizens, and Sitkins have taken a liking to them too. According to senior fire engineer Craig Warren, the daily tests are by request and not necessity.
Initially, when we turned it on, the chief and I talked about it, and he says, I just put it on Wednesdays. Wednesdays at noon. And that's how we started it, and there were like 100 signatures that came through requesting it be played daily. So we took daily as week daily.
Ever since, the audio test has been carried out Monday through Friday, never missing a beat except for holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas. And according to Chief Miller, it's become a normal part of the week.
The majority of the people really want it. So if it's down for some reason and they don't go off for a couple days, people call us and ask us, why isn't that happening? It's sort of an issue to them.
Longtime resident Peg Shea has been living in Sitka for 37 years. She's a fan of the chimes.
I kind of like that it's not a loud siren, but more of a tune. And I grew up in New England where the church bells rang at noontime, so it was always a nice little something to listen to and a reminder of the time of day. So, yeah, I think it's actually a pleasant way to test.
Each siren emits 3,200 watts of amplified sound horizontally, which can be harmful to anyone at the same height. So the sirens at Shotgun Alley, Pioneer Park, and the ferry terminal had to be dialed down a bit. Now, if we could only figure out why they seem to go off early.
I noticed today while recording it that it went off at like 11:58 instead of 12.
No, then your clock is wrong.
Uh-oh.
I think what you hear is you hear different sirens going off. So that may be what it is. But now it's supposed to go off right at noon. So, yeah, it's designed to go off at noon anyway. Whether who knows, you know, with modern technology and computers, it could be off by hours someday. I don't know.
For Curious Sitka, I'm Cameron Clark.